All right, I'd like to call tonight's meeting, the August 25th meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Alex Litten.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Bo Miller. Present. Looking for an approval for the minutes from the last meeting.
I saw move.
I'll second.
Second that. Do you, Joel, David brought up a good we caught one there. You had it opening, him opening the meeting, the last one.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was
on it. So if you can do that correction. So Dave Bench made a motion. Alex Litten seconded. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litten.
Yes.
Motion carries. All right, fiscal officer's report.
Papers.
Yep.
Deposits since last month, $44,140.25. Borough Isle, $722,895.29. Checking Krogan, $871,785.30. Electronic payments to approve 94-2026 through 98-2026, and then warrant numbers 24972 through warrant numbers 25044, and that totals $82,856.68. But the largest payment looks like being trash.
I can move to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second it.
Okay. Roll call. Alex Litten?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. Joel, anything else on the fiscal that you're in? That you can think of? Anybody have any questions for Joel?
The only thing I think you answered it. You took care of the workers' comp thing, so.
Yeah, we got audited. It's every 5 years. We just want to make sure that they collect money appropriately. I think they found that I was classifying clerical employees, trustees as clerical employees. I've been doing it for since I started. So I don't know. It doesn't really matter. They'll send us probably an invoice saying that we owe the difference between what we've been filing, and this was just for 2025. But whatever, I mean, I'm tired. That's what you got to do. So we have to use them. So that's the rule.
All right.
Other than that, just make sure when public participation goes. Time to get up. That they state your name very clearly and loudly. It's not happening, so male unknown is, I just don't know who it is. And don't assume that you should just tell by the voice that it's, even though we know who Sandy's voice is.
I was going to say, you don't need Sandy to do it.
I'll just say somebody else, but we just got to get back to that. You don't need the address, just first name lesson.
All right. That's all you got?
Yes.
All right. So we get to move on to our new zoning inspector, Brian.
Yep. I'm Brian Nadolny. New zoning guy. We had 4 permits issued last month, up to date, to this date. Do you need me to read them off or just?
Nah, we've got them here.
Okay. Got them.
So it's pretty slow. Driving around,
I got it here somewhere.
A lot of grass, tall grass at people's properties and stuff. So just remind people if you can get out there and mow your grass so your neighbors aren't complaining.
Right there. I've been
getting complaints in the mailbox. And if you guys do see something that is bothering you, best thing to do is get me a complaint form in the mailbox so I can look at it and address it. At least there's a track record of it that...
How's it going so far?
So far, so good.
Okay.
I'm still learning ropes and...
Yeah, a lot to learn.
Feeling my way around.
Yep.
Making contacts, getting numbers from people. And mm-hmm. I emailed all you guys today looking for a phone number for somebody, and I finally did get it. You know, they built me up, so... So far, so good.
All right.
Haven't ran into any major trouble.
You guys have any questions for him right now or anything?
No, I see you have a laptop on here, but that's already...
Well, I actually had Evan run, give that to Dave. I had Evan with Computer Extreme run a quote for us, because with this one being here, we're looking for one for Brian to be able to take home. That way he can do a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's under our, you know, I could have went out and bought it. It's under the expense, but I just wanted to get everybody's thoughts on it. It's $9.98. I told Evan, go get everything in there you need to get it hooked up. That way Brian can hook up to the VPN. He can run a VPN and log into that from home, throughout the week, so we don't have to run down here and check stuff. And if you guys are good with that, I'm just going to have him go ahead and get that.
Do we want to get two while he's doing that? Just replace this one. This thing's ancient.
It's not a big deal. I know that one, they were old when we got them.
Yeah.
That was a used one, I think, when we bought it.
Yeah.
So if you're good with getting two of them, it's still going to be under them. We don't have to make a motion because it's under our spending budget. So
yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll let him know.
Thanks.
We're going to do times. Well, you know what? Oh, yeah, that'll be all right, because I know there's a Windows Pro and the Windows Pro and Windows Home, but it'll be fine because we're not doing accounting on it. So it's all right. All right, I will tell him to go ahead and get two of them.
Cool.
So nothing for Brian. Brian, you got anything else for us that you need right now?
No, I think we're pretty good.
Okay, everything's going to move along. You know, we get a hold of us if you need anything. So, tap it into zoning there a little bit. Jim, you got your hand raised back there.
Yeah, I got a question. We haven't had a zoning commission meeting all summer, which has been okay because there's been nothing going on. There is one planned for next Wednesday. The problem I see is we don't have a secretary to compile the minutes and to make the agenda. How does the trustees want to handle that? I hate to say this, but
do you have your do you have the agenda? You have, because you're the chairman.
Yes, I have the agenda from the last meeting, and I keep notes. But what we really don't have is we really don't have a secretary, and that's not done in house. And I hate to bring this up, but the Ohio Revised Code says that may be responsible for handling the minutes, and I don't want to.
He was pointing to you, Joel, just so you know.
Right? I don't want to put that on you, Joel. But
don't worry, you'll never see me.
So I'm asking the trustees, how do you want to handle that?
I think the president should take care of it.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know how else we're going to handle it.
Zoning board member not just do it as part of the...
We could. I mean, a zoning board member can do it.
Yeah.
To take the minutes.
It would alleviate any issues of minutes being incorrect.
It would be in-house. Yeah, you wouldn't have that issue where minutes aren't correct like we've had in the past. So it would be a...
Would they have access to the recordings to go back and check? And Joel, do you check? You ever go back and run the minutes through the recordings that we're making tonight?
All I do is whatever's on the Board of Trustees that's sitting on the thing in there, I just put it on the Dropbox and just put it in there to get it off.
Not to say there's not finances discussed, there's not a ton of business, but there is no secretary.
Right.
So which would create a problem. I don't even know. Like I say, I have notes in the agenda from the last meeting. I keep all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just have to go off that to pass that and then move on.
I think they should just appoint one, either the president or somebody on the board.
Someone on the board, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, go ahead.
Sounds like the Ohio Revised Code already appointed one. The word of the law says such.
It does. You just have to try to enforce it.
Good luck on that.
Drop the recording into Gemini and it'll generate an immediate meeting summary or media notes. Like, and then compare it to the real thing and listen to it and have someone do it two or three times to see if it's accurate.
Yeah.
That's what I do. It does a generative summary in order of everything that was said, and you do exactly what you tell it. You can drop the file, the MP4 or file, whatever, straight in there and it'll do it. And it's public information anyway.
Yeah.
So
We'll work through that. Brian, maybe help out. We'll get that set up and we'll work through that a little bit over this next meeting. To get the minutes. The only thing is, like, you pull them files and drop them in the
drive. It's been there for a while, so somebody else made a folder that said audio recordings. So nobody ever did it themselves. So I don't know what happened in the past with whoever uses it besides us. And obviously somebody was wanting something off that, like a BZA hearing or something, I guess. I don't know, Rob or whomever.
Okay.
So, like, if I see them on there that aren't mine, when I pull them off, I just get them off of there so that they're stored space someplace else.
Okay.
But I don't label them because I don't know what they are. There's a date on the file, and that might tell you what it is.
Okay.
And the BZA's got the same problem. They brought it up at the last BZA meeting, that they hadn't had minutes from their last couple meetings. And I know Terry Reap took some very brief notes at the last meeting we had for Donovan Road, but they also had the same request for somebody for minutes.
You asked the fiscal officer to do recreation and zoning and trustee and BZA, you're not going to have a fiscal officer. That's how that'll happen. It's not appropriate to have that person travel around and do every committee and every meeting.
I mean, that's what it's saying.
It's like having one person over all those as a chairman, you know.
So we're taking a look here at Ohio Revised Code, and there's a section in here that says the Zoning Commission shall organize, adopt rules for the transaction of its business, and keep a record of its actions and determinations. That says the Zoning Commission. It doesn't say fiscal officer anywhere. I didn't see that anywhere in here. It could be listed elsewhere.
It is listed elsewhere. I've read it many times.
In general terms, records for the government, of course.
Records keeping. You're the record keeper.
So I would not know fiscal officer. I have no knowledge of, which is going to be fucked if we have to do this. But if somebody went to me and said, "Hey, I need the zoning meeting minutes as a fiscal officer,"
right?
I would have no clue, and I don't think that's been a thing. They've been kept elsewhere.
Do when the BZA, Kevin, do they meet? They don't always meet in here. They meet over there sometimes.
When it's big enough, but the only time the BZA meets is when there's a meeting called for a variance.
Right.
So I think the last time we were in here, and usually there's not a big enough crowd unless there's a big issue, like, let's say with the Rock and Rodeo, when it changed over and we wanted to go, whatever it was, Scarlett's or whatever. Well, then there was a zoning issue there, so that would have went out there then.
So you want us to just get somebody on the board to keep a minute?
We'll work through it.
To work through.
Yes.
That's all.
Yep. We'll work through it with a member, and I like the AI idea of dumping in there, and that should be pretty accurate, be pretty close. So I mean,
yeah, you still have to double check.
You have to double check it, but
AI,
it'll be.
But it's pretty close.
It takes 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
But the computer has a microphone; it can just listen to the whole thing. Right?
That's called Summary AI, and it's free.
The new computer will be set up to.
You can do that too.
Yeah, there you go, too. That'd be even easier.
What was that? My job to do stuff for.
Well, you'll be at the zoning board, and right. You'll probably be at the BZA meetings when they do have them, because you have to present the case of why you denied them.
For them, but not them.
Right. So, but we're, and they might, you might be able to do it in there, the summary in that AI in that computer. So,
yeah.
Make sure it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, we'll work through it, Jim. We'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, we'll work. Thank you.
All right. Fire Department Chief.
Well, good evening, everyone. Obviously, school is back in session, so our school buses are moving about. So please follow the laws and don't pass the school buses when they're offloading and loading children. It's been pretty busy. Fire department wise, I mean, we're consistent as far as our EMS and fire runs, but we supported Barefoot to the Beach they had a successful event. The school inspections by our fire marshal were completed on time and no glaring issues or concerns. The Lighthouse Festival will be September 12th and 13th out at Maumee Bay State Park, so it's another small event that'll be going on. The Bono Fest is September 6th, so please support that one if you can.
And that's drive-through only, right?
It is drive-through, as I understand it. Okay. Down to more reasonable business. The new Dive 31 is in service. The badging has been ordered. We're waiting for that to be then installed, when it's completed. So it'll recognize as Dive 31. Marine radio's been put in it already, and the fellows are working on the 800 radio system to get that installed in there. But as of now, we're using portable radios, which are sufficient. This brings the old Dive 31, the one that's sitting outside here. I would like permission to sell the old Dive 31 for the max limit available by the guidance of the courts or law or whatever it is. So I have a buyer from Mickey Marina, Jeremy, the mechanic out there. This should fit the needs for his as a service truck. It won't be used any more than a service truck. For the cost of $2,500. Just so people can understand, that vehicle was a ProMedica vehicle that was donated to the department. So the department initially did not have any initial cost out of taxpayer money to pay for that vehicle. Obviously, maintaining and servicing and that is what we did take care of. But the vehicle worked well for us. When I first started, I was one of the original divers for the department, and we used to have to throw our dive equipment in the back of a boat and trailer it to a scene, and in the middle of winter, trying to put your equipment on is not too much fun. So again, I appreciate the trustees for allowing us to purchase this new vehicle, which we sold the county asset Life Squad, and then we were able to purchase this one at the same cost, so we virtually got this vehicle for no cost, in theory. I don't think the fiscal officer would think that way. That's him. Anyways, we'd like permission to sell that vehicle. I already have a buyer for it. It doesn't need to go on gov deals or anything. It doesn't really have, this thing's got 235,000 miles on it, so.
I think the only thing we need to do, Chief, is, and I can make the motion to deem the old Dive 31 unuseful and unfit for our department, our use, and with the value of it of $2,500 or less.
Is that your motion?
Yep.
I'll second.
Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carried. So, Chief, you have, Joel, do you need a motion from us to accept the bid on, or the?
There's no
bid, so it's just, yep, that's fine.
What's the guy's name?
I have to get his full name for you. I don't know how to say it.
Actually, that doesn't really matter.
But I will have it when I do the title for you.
And I'll just remove it from our insurance or notify them that we're not going to, I don't think they'll do anything with it.
Yep.
Update theirs for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take care of the title work tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Now I want to spend some money.
Oh, boy.
What to do?
Well, it is a another repair of the roof, but this has never been an area that was going to be, was initially looked at. This is the overhang next to the, on the east side of the building, but the overhang does include the foyer area and a gear room where we store gear. So we are seeing leaks in there. If you were to look at the roof, you'll see that that roof material has, I'll say it shrank, but initially it was probably never installed correctly where the roof material went across and would, should have came up and behind the steel siding. It probably only came up an inch, which wasn't sufficient, and it sucked down, and now we're getting leakage actually in the building of the station now. So the proposal I'm giving you is from guys here in the township. There's two guys here. The particular name, the first guy, he's the one that assisted me with no charge. Even after we had techniques repair the roof, we still had another leak. We went up there with him, and he's a he worked for Norman Roofing for years. He's retired now. And he found the leaks, we fixed them, and we've had no more problem since then. So I feel very comfortable and confident with the workmanship and the thing. But here's the proposal. It is above my authorization. There's one for each one of you guys, sorry. So it does describe in detail, it'll remove the old roof, reuse the gutter and metal edge, install the two-inch ISO insulation, install the new membrane, replace the coping on the main roof to marry the copings together, and so that's the proposed price. I would like to do cost not to exceed $5,000, just to give us a little buffer for something totally unforeseen. I do have plenty of money in the budget of the appropriations for repairs.
There's not a name for the company. You just go by their names. So
just go by their names, yes, sir, if we're allowed to do that. But after working with several roofing companies and being disappointed numerous times, I'll take the old dog that knows the work.
If we're going to pay this person, like, that's what I'm assuming is a private individual?
I guess I would assume it is, yes.
Who would that be? It's like, you have to say it.
You can add that.
You say names, I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce the last name of this Carl? Carl?
Gattis?
Nathis?
Is that Nathis, the guy in charge?
That's who I'm talking. Terry O'Neill.
Okay.
So who's the primary?
The Carl.
Carl, okay. There's two names. So Carl, it's like your last name.
I guess I can make a motion to the entrance canopy on the east side of the station and tear off and roof replacement. And I guess redress, tear off the roof, reuse existing gutters and metal edge, install 2-inch ISIS insulation, install new membrane, replace old canopy on main roof to match the newer canopy in the southeast corner of the main roof. And the cost is we'll take it up to $5,000, no more than $5,000. Tony wants it. And the person doing it is Carl Nathis.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, trustees. Appreciate that. Just a few more points of information. In October, our fire marshal is going to be planning an open house here at the station. So that's part of Fire Prevention Week, but that'll be the first week in October. And so we're just in the planning stages of that. But it's been a while since we've done it. Here, prior last few years, we had partnered with Jerusalem School and did it over there. But this year, we want to bring it back here, especially because we have a new truck to display. Medic 31 had some repairs on the cot load system. We got through that. I'm going to look at a service contract with Stryker, which would then service the cot load systems, the cots, the life packs, and the Lucas devices. These are all EMS related items, but I will bring back probably a permission for that one. That'll probably exceed the, but that'll end up being contracted services, a yearly service. Along with that, we did get a new computer for the officers, and we have hose testing, pump testing, and SCBA testing coming up. This is our annual third-party testing that we have to do. So there's where we're at. Today we're busy, had three calls already today, so. That's all I have, trustees. I thank you very much for everything.
Anything for the chief?
Thank you.
Nope. Thank you.
Thanks, chief. All right, maintenance department, Kevin.
Well, obviously, since the last meeting Eric was at, we've had two funerals since then. They've both been cremation funerals. Nothing new at the cemetery, per se, of anything going on other than the trees, which I'm assuming you guys talked about last meeting, that were done. We're going to have to start watering them now since we're not getting the rain like we were. Hopefully we can not get any more rain.
Give it a day or two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it'll be here tomorrow night. Right.
But we do have tanks and stuff to water with. So that's no big deal. We can haul water over pretty easy and water them. Trucks, we've got pretty much serviced other than the pickup truck. It's going to need a complete tune-up and stuff on that. And so far, that's right up around $2,500. I haven't got the exact price back yet on what it would cost for parts and everything on it. That would be the biggest thing right now as far as any service. Obviously, just basically mowing almost every day. If it ain't on the roads, it's in one of the facilities. So it's just nonstop with mowing. The rec field, now that they're being used over there, we try to make sure we get that at least once a week. And now we sort of found out when the games are, so we're trying to mow that day or the day before. The damage that was done over there, we did roll a lot of that, but there's nothing real deep, but the problem is that whole side's so rough, you can't tell the difference from that and how rough it was. So my suggestion is, the gentleman, that we go to the back ball field since we're not using it. That's about the best grass we got over there, and set up a field back there. And, you know, that would be a lot better for him. That way everything takes place on that side of the parking lot and everything. Everything coming up for winter pretty much at this point has been taken care of. Salt's ordered. We'll pay for that as we take and ask for it. Will be a purchase order. It'll go out on what we owe, for which I ordered another 200 ton, which should give us plenty in the salt shed. I've got Lucas County coming in and do spray patching for us. Have no actual estimate on it since it was so late in the year. They're actually bringing the machine back out. They'd already winterized it, but they're going to go around, and I think I have like 15 different roads where they're going to go, and a lot of them are just a spot here and a spot there type stuff, just to try to hold some of the stuff together. So in the next couple of weeks, you might see them out running up and down our roads. And that'll be what they're doing on our roads. With that, since we haven't had a road project now in 3 years, next year we'll have to be, hopefully the fuel prices come down, because next year will be a big year as far as road projects. Because basically we're getting to the point where we're not going to have a choice but to do more mileage than we would typically do, due to the levy failing and putting us 2 years behind with taking a year off just prior to it failing. So we will have to do a pretty good sum on that next year. So, and Eric, I have made a pretty informal list of stuff that needs to be done. Why I will not be here. Will be going in for surgery next week, so until I get back, he's got somewhat of a list. And obviously, if anything comes up, other than Monday morning, feel free to give me a call. But he will be the point of contact pretty much. And if there's a question or something you need, there's going to be nothing stopping me from answering the phone. So feel free to reach out.
Or visit him in the hospital.
No, supposed to be same day, in and out. And we're hoping that's the way she works. But other than that, that's all I got that I can remember at the moment. I didn't write it down. That was the thing. So you guys got any questions for me? Because it's been a while since I've been here. So.
No, I didn't get a chance. We were hoping to hook up over the weekend, and I didn't get to. I know you and I talked about it a little bit. About getting a dozer out back at the around the asphalt pile, and we've all the debris that's back there, the burnable stuff, stuff. Getting that, having somebody come in, splitting that into two or three piles that are manageable, and then do a little bit of grading back there where the stones all tore up, and maybe make a nice pad where you park the truck, you know, or the trailer for the boat and the guys when they park their equipment, just. This kind of keeps getting bigger and bigger back there. So, but hopefully at the next meeting I'll have that and we can look at doing that and getting that split so we can get that cleaned up some.
Yeah, that pile has gotten carried away and it's getting bigger.
Yeah.
And the longer you leave it sit and the people see it, the more they take stuff more back you get. There and that ain't what it's for.
No, so.
You know, there was a couple things that had happened and we let a pile get back there. We didn't burn it in a sufficient time and... Now we got what we got out there.
Yeah, that's a big one. So hopefully the next meeting I'll have that price and we can look at getting that done and going from there. So, all right. Anything else, Kevin?
That's all I got for now, though.
You guys good with Kevin?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. I put on your Genoa Soccer. Ricky's here. I know you probably want to get out of here, so I kind of put you before all the good stuff happens. So... you wanted to attend tonight's meeting, so the floor is yours.
We were looking to get approval for a sign, so when people come to our games, they know where they're going.
Yes.
I sent Bo the picture.
And we were good. I got it right here, so it's up here on the screen behind us. There were two different options, I believe. There was this one, here and this one that are there. This was a, you're looking more to, because the sign that's there now is getting pretty faded and is getting hard to read, definitely on the one side.
Yeah.
And when you had called me about this, I said, hey, we're going to have to, this is something we got to get approval from the board to do if we were going to put it over top of the existing one that is there at the thing. So, and the board's, you know, there's two different options here. And if you guys entertain this and what your thoughts are on it, you know.
Shouldn't it say Jerusalem up there somehow? Rec fields too?
Well, it does, and that's what we were talking about. It says in partnership with Jerusalem Township here on both of them.
But I think it should be above somehow, above the Genoa.
Yeah.
It is our field.
Right.
I can agree with that.
Do you think that's something that we could do, is have it with the Jerusalem
absolutely.
Up top?
I can flip-flop it. And actually, we've changed the sign since then, what's out there. Mm-hmm. It does say it a little bit larger, but it's still below.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see that or not.
Yeah, we probably would like to have,
can flip it to the top.
Yeah. If we can do something like that, I think that would be...
You guys wanted to say Jerusalem Township or Jerusalem Rec? You guys prefer?
Yeah,
Jerusalem Township.
Okay.
Yeah, because the rec levy is pretty much, the rec's done, so I mean, it could be, I mean, unless you want to say Jerusalem Rec Fields.
I would say Township, that way people know it's associated with the township.
Doesn't bother me, just so it's up there. I don't like that it's not up there. And...
So I would say Jerusalem Township up there would be, you know, above it.
Top.
Yeah, and, you know, and get on there and... And you guys, like I said, you guys are going to just go over top of the other one that's there.
That's what we wanted to see if we can get approval for.
Yep.
It looks like it's sandwiched when I was out there.
Yeah.
What is it, PVC, but it's sandwiched together?
It's actually aluminum. It's an aluminum board, and it's...
It's encased.
Yeah, it's routed in that. Yeah. There's 4x4s underneath that vinyl.
Yes.
And it's in there, and it's, I think it's bolted in.
Yeah.
And then the vinyl went over top of them, so... You'd almost have to go, you know, to tear that. You wouldn't be able to tear it apart. You have to get something that fit inside that frame and.
Okay.
That, or could we use the wood on the outside and just?
Well, there's vinyl over top of the wood.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's vinyl over it, so.
So we've just attached to the sign that's probably there, essentially.
Okay.
Because I do know it is fading out pretty bad now.
Yeah. And then we would do both signs, probably one at the road and one.
Okay.
At the driveway.
Yeah, that one by the road right there is right there. Yondo is really bad there. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, if we can get that, if we're good with that, Jerusalem Township being up top, I think you guys have our blessing.
Do you want to approve a new mock-up?
I tell you what, I guess if you could, we could have you email it to all of us, or email it to me, and I, or he's got my email, and I can get this over, and we'll let each one of us respond. And as long as we all say we're good, I mean, we're discussing it tonight. We're saying, yep, you have our blessing to do it. Pending the final, we'd like to see the final design. And if it's good, I'll be like, yep. Dave, if he likes it, he'll say, yep. Alex, same way. And then you guys can just go ahead with it.
Okay.
So
you just need it to say Jerusalem Township with the address, or you don't care if the address, or I guess we're just going to put Jerusalem Township.
The other one doesn't have the address on it now.
I don't think so.
The only thing it would make a difference about the address is if you would have to call for EMS over there, per se, the dispatcher is going to hound you for a physical address.
Okay.
So I would put an address on the sign just for that reason.
Even if it was that small,
you know, we could almost, and if something else you could think about too, if you wanted to leave it off of that, maybe we could get the raised letters that go on the pole. You know what I'm saying? They could put it right on the...
Oh, on the vertical poles.
On the vertical poles.
Yeah, we could put the physical numbers
on. We could put the physical numbers on that.
That might be better.
But,
I think it was on the original sign, which is why it's on this sign.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't have a problem keeping that on.
It all depends of room okay. for it, because, you know, obviously we want to have Jerusalem up there a little bit bigger.
Yep.
So to try and fit things in there, if we have to put it on the wood, on the vinyl, we could get raised letters and put on there.
Okay.
And then we could, we do it on both sides there.
Okay.
About using the reflective signs we got now and just putting the address that says 9880. And putting on a sign. I think the sign blanks I got now are blue, though. That's or we could just get the letters and put down the
Blanks. We'll see what, whatever. We'll get something. We can take care of that part. If you don't end up on the sign, we'll take care of getting the address on there for you.
But no problems with just attaching to what's there, essentially, once you okay the design. Okay.
Yep.
I don't think there's any other
signage. Yeah, it should be. And on the township, you should put TWP instead of TWSP. So.
Sounds good.
Robert, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a signage trailer, old signage trailer that was for the rural construction. I gutted the inside of it and was going to put an 86-inch screen TV in there. But if you guys needed to use it, you guys can feel free to go sign up on there and park it to wherever you want to.
Okay.
To your truck, set it there, and maybe bring it back, or maybe we can figure out something else.
Okay. Is that what you guys needed then tonight from us? Anything else?
Yeah, just really what you guys would like to see on the sign, and we can get approved for it.
Yep.
So with that field that the vehicle did go in, you watched the cameras from the school, and whoever did it knew there was camera surveillance. They didn't have a single light, and we went over a 3-day period, and there was never a vehicle that you could ever see out there, not even brake light. So you would be better off, and I feel myself with us having the park safer for the kids and yourself, if we move to the other grass. Because the other side of that driveway, ever since we did it, we've done everything underneath the sun to try to smooth that out, and it stays rough. So just for the kids and stuff, and if they fall, that grass out back's a lot better.
Gotcha. Cool.
But that's up to you guys.
Yeah, as I said, we plan to move, like we talked about earlier, out back.
Okay. Yep.
Kevin, did they ever get the ball diamonds, ever get the stone put on it?
Oh, no, I'm still waiting on Wolfie yet.
Oh, you mean that stone's still sitting there?
We talked about about a week ago. So, yeah.
Sounds like a good fire drill. He could have the fireman go there and spread stone.
Yeah. Well, and like for us to do it the way we've done it in the past, it would actually have to dry up, or we wait until January or February when it freezes.
Yeah.
And go out and do it. Because in the past, I've used the salt truck, run it through the salt spreader, and shot it out around the field, and just worked our way out, and it went pretty decent. Then you just drag it after that. So that'd be the only way we could do it. We don't, other than like what they were talking, just taking bucket loads out there, I think you're gonna be, so, no.
All right. So Ricky, if you guys want to get out of here, you guys can, I'm sure you got better things to do with your evening than sitting here and listening to us talk. So I'll look for that email, and we'll, as soon as I get it, I'll forward it to these guys and we'll start responding.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Yep, not a problem, thank you. Okay, moving on to old business. Wilhelm Ditch Cleaning.
It got put off because of the weather, just like everything else. He's supposed to come back in here this coming week, or at least sometime after Labor Day to finish it up. Mark Grottle called me the other day and said there's some terrible log jams in there too. He said one is actually a dam. So I was gonna have him address them right away when he comes back. So just waiting for the weather to change a little bit.
Okay. Number two, at the last meeting we talked about continuing Kevin's interim pay until August 31st or 30th, whatever it is, and Joel made a very good comment that, hey, the pay period ends, it'd be like a day or two there, so we would take it out to the 13th, I believe is the date that you suggested, Joel, is 9/13. And then one other thing I would like to add to this, and we don't have to make a decision tonight, but something to think about, is one thing that we've realized is that the way we've done things in the past wasn't right. So if Brian needs to be off for something, vacation or whatever, and we do feel that we need to have the zoning office available, we have to have an interim zoning inspector. So what I'd like to do is we don't have to, like I said, tonight, but come up with a stipend for Kevin, if Kevin's willing to do it on a case-by-case basis, if like for office hours on a Brian can't do it and Kevin can come in, cover the office for that night, since he has already been approved as the interim zoning inspector. I would like to, and if he's willing to do it, and he can decide that later, but we can come up with a number, so coming forward.
Depending on when it would be, because obviously in the summertime, if it'd be in the summertime,
yeah,
I'm gone quite a bit with different stuff.
Right.
But, that and whatever we're talking about for the pay for however long. Because I think what's going to happen is if we do that, and let's say it happens once a year, twice a year, somewhere down the road, that's going to become a bookkeeping nightmare, and the auditor's going to flag it and wonder why for this period, why did he get this money?
Yeah.
Well, stipend wouldn't be something that would contribute to his OPERS or anything. It'd be like paying the zoning board.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an employment check.
It's something we can talk about. I just said something I wanted to, you know, we can look at it as seems we go like forward.
Reasonable idea.
Yeah. All right. Any other old business?
Yeah, I got this agreement. We got to sign for the maintenance ditches that we have signed up.
And which ones were these? The was that from McFadden?
Yeah. That's it. We got our signatures. So,
all right. Any other old business, Dave?
No.
Alex, nothing from you?
Nope.
All right, moving on to new business. Curtis Williston sewer update.
There's going to be a virtual meeting September 22nd at 1 p.m. So we haven't had a meeting for, I bet, maybe 3 years. So that's be interesting to see what happens.
Do you know who that's through? Is that like Lake Erie West Regional Council, engineer's office?
I got it at home, I got it, but I don't have it. I don't have it with me.
All right. Map day, number two.
We can go to the engineer's office September 1, and they have a map day of all the road changes in the county or whatever, and so that's all that is.
All right. Number three, the concrete structure at North Curtis.
There's a weir just before on North Curtis, before the waterworks, Oregon's, and it's a weir. It kind of wears off. It sends Oregon's one ditch, and it kind of curves it into North Curtis ditch, but it actually blocks our ditch flow to the north. So I talked to the county engineer, and I have a bid for $1,500 to clear it all out so we can see what we have to do, but we figure we're probably going to cut some of it out so the water can go straight more. So that's all pending. And I think we're going to clean North Curtis Ditch probably from Cedar Point to Route 2 all the way. We did talk to Mr. Sisko and Mr. Panuski, and we talked to the fellow that runs the park. He actually lives in Reno, and Eric, and he's going to get it all brushed from Cedar Point to the marina, because it's really bad to brush. They figure they cleaned that when they put up that, I don't know, the water thing. They were trying to get some water to go by Cedar Point Road there and kind of flush itself, you know, and all that. They did this probably about 6-8 years ago, and they thought they cleaned that part there, but it needs brushing. So he said that they got a group coming in to do it this fall or winter, so that'll help a little bit there too. So that's what's
going
on.
Where does that one exit at? Does that one dump?
Right at the marina.
Oh, at the marina, that's right, yeah.
Right at the marina.
Right at the marina there.
So there's a lot going on there right now.
All right. Number four, Alex, CEC invoicing.
Yeah, we talked about this a while ago and already approved it, but I want to reapprove it and get this taken care of. So this is our last CEC invoice. It's totaling $20,805.00. I'd like to approve to pay this and get it over with. We've received a check from Ohio Lake Erie Commission towards this, but we have not received the full amount. It's like $3,000 short. So I have to figure out where the error is there, but I just want to pay this portion of it and get CEC covered.
Get them whole.
Yeah. So I guess my motion is to approve invoice number 500-600 for the total of $20,805.00.
And you're going to work on the other $3,000?
Yeah.
I can second that. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. Number five, 911 meeting.
Oh, didn't amount to a whole lot, but we did the budget. We did the 2026 financials, and we talked about the staffing, and we did approve the budget, and I think the health care went up 13%, and the wages is what really took the budget up. Otherwise, everything else was pretty well taken care of. So anybody wants to see the budget, it's right here. They can ask me for it, and I'll give it to them, or we'll make copies of it. But
how much did the payroll go up, Dave? Did it say?
I think it's like 13% there too. It was. Yeah, it's like 13% in that the area.
So that was 13 on the payroll and on the then on the healthcare.
Yeah, but it's basically the healthcare is what took it up so much.
Yeah. Okay, number six, Stormwater Coalition.
Oh, I went to that meeting, but it didn't amount to a whole lot. So there's not too much to say about it.
Okay. Lake Township Drainage Meeting.
That was a pretty good meeting. Mel, the trustee from Lake Township, formed this meeting, and we had people from Wood County, Ottawa County, and Lucas County. I was there, and the assistant engineer, Mr. Sisko, was there. And not a whole lot was decided, but after that meeting, I met with the engineers after another meeting, after a DIC meeting, and Mr. Panuski said that he was going to take the head lead for Cedar Creek, and he knows how to do it all, so I think it's going to happen. So I was kind of excited, so I called up Mel the other day and told her that we should get together with Mr. Panuski and make sure that he's at the next meeting when we have one, so everyone understands everything. And so there, Cedar Creek, possibility of being petitioned.
Okay. The last one that we had on here from what we had earlier was the Drewson Township meeting regarding the Lucas County flooding with the building departments that were here.
It was a pretty good meeting. We have paperwork in here about the building permits and the flood damage permits and all that laying on the table in here. We probably had about six or eight people from the county. They turned out real well. The county engineer was here also to answer questions. And I think he answered a lot of questions for Brian. Brian got a lot out of the meeting. I was very disappointed that you two weren't there because it was very good. Well, we were representing, you know, all these people come and then there's none of us here, so it doesn't look real good. So thank God I felt good that night and I did come, or otherwise wouldn't have been any of us here. And you guys could have even told me that you weren't going to be here, but nobody did. And we kind of waited about 5-10 minutes because I figured somebody else would show. And then I kind of started a meeting, then we started going. But we probably had six people from the township, I'd estimate. And it wasn't advertised very well. That wasn't my job, but I don't think it was on Facebook or the website. I was kind of ashamed that all these people come and, you know, Jerusalem Township didn't turn out, even the trustees or the people, you know, but I don't think everybody knew about it even, you know, so whatever.
It was on Facebook. It was on the sign.
It was on the sign, yeah.
It was on Facebook. And as far as us not coming, you could have picked up the phone and called me because Sandy had actually stopped by my house on her way home wanting to know why I wasn't here. And Jim Boothby actually called me in the morning to ask me what time the meeting started, and I said, I'll see you tonight. And I got home and started doing something, and I totally slipped my mind until I seen Sandy pull in my driveway.
It wasn't 5 o'clock, which is an odd time.
Yeah. So it was my mistake that I missed it. It was one of them that I usually don't miss meetings. I did call Dave Golis and apologize to Dave for not being here. He said it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, if I wasn't here, you could have called me. Figure out where we're at.
So do we have a number, like how many houses were impacted damage-wise that needs this building permit waived? And
probably none of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. As a zoning aspect, we're not moving houses around and putting additions on, and
we had some stuff. I mean, there were, you know, people had furnaces probably get ruined, some, you know, ductwork.
County building department, so
most of them probably didn't pull permits. They just had them fixed as soon as they could get it fixed, and put back in, so.
Basement's flooded, took out electric and all of your normal household appliances.
A lot of carpet, a lot of, basement stuff that was.
We had several firemen that had water through the whole first floor of their house. So it, from back when it was here in Fort, I believe it was 14, the damage was sporadic in different areas instead of localized. And it just sort of traveled across the township. It started to the south and went to the north, which you'd have thought with the water flow. But it wasn't because of the water flow. A lot of the places were just because the water finally started to move because we had that northeast wind. It got other people.
It was at different spots from 14. I noticed that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But it worked out. Everybody was really pleased and happy that came for the dumpsters. And we can most probably cut the dumpsters off a couple of days earlier because with working with the dumpsters and packing them down and watching the people coming in, talking to different people, some of the people took it as, well, it's time to do a yard cleanup, which if the dumpster's empty and the people that had the flooding damage had put their stuff in there, I was good with it, but we got rid of a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
There was a lot. And I mean, people were pulling up here and there's water running out of the trailers and trucks yet of stuff they ripped up. And so it was a very good thing that we got dumpsters and stuff and put that hand out there. I did see a lot better response this time because we didn't have to task all of our resources with filling sandbags at the time of the event. With having sandbags preloaded, we were able to get them out to the residents quicker. We need to find, I guess, a better way other than trying to go door to door to relay to those people that, hey, we actually have sandbags available. Because some of the people that it was a couple days into the event that were working and I said something to them, they were unaware that we were passing out the sandbags here. But I can call that a 50-50 deal. Yeah, they should have maybe checked a little bit, but some other way maybe we could have put something out there.
We had some advertisements and stuff for the sandbags and I believe there was a form to fill out online, like a Google form, like a sandbag request form.
Yeah, and a lot of that wasn't pervious. The EOC versus the last time versus this time, which I spent a lot more time this time over in the EOC, I never seen that many high-ranking officials and politicians all walk around and talk, and nobody had their chest puffed out, and nobody was in charge. Everybody wanted to help everybody else. We had state resources here that were more than willing to do anything they could, and we didn't have that the last time. And, even with the county, we had three different departments of the county out here offering help, which you don't typically see on Lucas County much. And so I think as far as everything could have went this time, there wouldn't have been much more help that we could have got other than what we got.
Was this during the time that Dan Lighty's farm area was all underwater? Just recently?
Yeah. That was actually backing out of the catch basin, pushing from the ditch. And we seen it later on, and we had a bunch of sandbags in the truck, so we threw sandbags over the catch basin, which slowed it down significantly. But you couldn't stop. There was just so much head pressure. That was what you called about.
Yeah.
There's just so much head pressure. There's only so much you can do with it.
Yeah, I live on the north side of the street, so I see no way.
But it worked out very well. Like I said, everybody put together a very good effort, and it wasn't a power struggle like we had the last time. Everybody wanted to be on TV, and they wanted to be the person. Well, there wasn't that kind of thing this time.
You mentioned Lighty's farm there. The county came out and there's two catch basins. We're gonna have them fix them and they're gonna put backflow preventers in them. Yeah.
Is that on the north side of the street or on
yes.
the south side?
North side.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anything other? I guess any other new business?
No.
One last thing I got.
I got one too when you're done.
Okay, this is just Robert dropped this off. And this is, I'm not going to get into a lot of detail on this right now because this has all got to get handed into, you know, we have a stay on these data centers right now in the township. But this is a amendment that was proposed to the city of Oregon. If I'm correct, Robert, it was a, it's about a, the data center creating an escrow fund to help mitigate if our if our fire department has to go there and help, that we can be reimbursed through the through this fund, potentially some of the residents that are close. So there's a lot of information here, and this all has to get, would all have to get run through legal. So I'm not getting into reading it all tonight, but it's a it's trying to protect
the extra costs that we're going to end up
that if we have if we have extra costs incurring with the data center in Oregon, that we can be reimbursed with it. So
You can make copies of that.
Yeah, he just gave it to me a night when he walked in. So I dropped us off. Did Oregon do anything with theirs yet?
They haven't had a chance. Well, at that point in time, I did the same thing that I did here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a chance to look at it. So maybe they might bring it up at the next meeting. I'm not sure, but okay. I'm not going to the next meeting. So
okay. Yep. So I'll make copies and get these guys tonight. So then we can be able to review it. So. All right, Dave, other new business? You had one more?
Yeah, there's a LCTA meeting September the 9th. It's at Springfield Township at 6 o'clock. And then there's a Lake Erie West meeting August 27th at 1 p.m. It's for like cities or that, whatever, that on the Great Lakes. It sounds pretty good, but I'm going to be in Texas, so one of you guys won't want to go. It's up there at the Temecog at the train building there at 1 o'clock the 27th. That's all I got.
Is a conservancy going to that at all? I just wondered if they were shared by that information. I get it on my emails all the time from the Lake Erie Western Base.
And I am trying to get a hold of one last thing I had was the down on Lakeway. They had that limb come down off of that tree that did hit the power, the three phase there, but it don't think it took power out completely. Or did it?
It only flashed.
It just flashed. Yeah. Well, that tree is a big old cottonwood, and it's rotten, and it's leaning that way. And that big limb came off, and I'm surprised it didn't take it all down. But I'm trying to get a hold of the county to see if they're, because it's on private property, and the lady that lives there does not have the money, any means, to be able to take this tree down. But what I'm concerned about is when it does come down, it's going to take down the three phase going back to the conservancy pumps and the sanitary pumps. It's going to take it all down there.
It's a big tree.
So it's big.
And the transformers.
Which came.
Which is the last time it did that, it makes it a hazardous material.
Right. So I'm trying to see if I can get the county.
In the ditch. That they don't tell you about.
Right. So I'm trying to see if I can get the county to fund it, kind of come up with some money to maybe where we can get this thing taken down. I know the lady's more than happy to get it taken down out of there, but and I appreciate Kevin and Eric. We did have to get the limb kind of cleaned up a little bit, and you guys made it pretty Johnny on the spot over there and got it taken care of. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
The next morning. So
well, we might as well just use some stormwater money and do it ourselves and get it over with.
Just use the stormwater?
Yep.
Okay.
Has anybody approached the tree company? It's in our district to ask them if they
no, because I know how much it costs to take them big trees down.
I know what it costs me, and I know what it costs you guys.
Yeah.
Would you like me to talk to them?
Why don't you do it?
If you want.
More than welcome to.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about all this stuff? How come we don't go in locally to a lot of these businesses and ask them, hey, look, you know, we'll sit there and work with you on your taxes or something like that for you to do stuff like working on the roof of the
because we don't tax you
yeah it's,
we're
it's
that's all county. That's a whole nother, that's way above us. That's downtown. They're the ones that take care of that. The only thing we tax you guys on, the residents of the township, are levies that you guys vote on, whether you vote them in or you vote them out. So everything else is run by the county. So
I just thought that maybe there might be incentives that we can give some of these local companies around here.
Yeah, Kevin, so if you want to talk to them and see what they, I know that one over there on Lion was pretty expensive. That was a couple thousand bucks.
Some other stuff that I need them to do some cutting for the township, so I'll talk to them.
Okay.
Question, that Penn Line has been out again and they're clearing trees from the power lines. But that's being contracted for
the Edison. Yeah,
those guys won't vary from what the Edisons told them to do. I've tried that before and we've had a couple limbs here or there and they could be working right next to the tree and that's how we can't do that, so.
And they're putting, I'm assuming, and Brian, you may know this, but it looks like there might be poles going down Park Colony?
They replaced those months ago.
No, there's all new stakes going in.
Oh.
If you look at Park, when you go down?
Well, Park Colony.
On the east side. There's, it looks like they're spaced out for poles, but I don't know anything about it.
They're down working right now in that area between Rialto and Howard Road and those side roads.
Yeah.
They're replacing some of those old poles and they're running, appears to be, I didn't stop and ask, but appears to be more fiber optic.
It's fiber optic for Frontier.
Getting rid of all the old junk. Because right now, the way it is to try to get somebody out to do a pole, they'll tell you right on the phone, unless there's an outage, we ain't coming. So if you don't make an outage or there isn't an outage, they don't come.
Okay. All right. All right, seeing no more new business, public participation. Do we have any public participation tonight? Oh, we got all kinds of hands. Linda, I saw you first, so we'll let you go up first.
Linda Rosler. I'd just like to say that I was at that meeting on August 19th, and you had a Lucas County commissioner here, Lisa Sabecki. You had the building officer, the chief building officer, Dave Golis. You had the engineer, Mike Panuski, and we had Channel 13. If you watch Channel 13, we were on Channel 13 that night also. So as a resident, I was very, very embarrassed that there were more officials from Lucas County here than there was the township. So saying that, I think we are very, we need to take a look at how we inform our residents about things like that. Bo, honestly, I went back and looked on Facebook and I couldn't find a meeting. So I don't know if it was buried back.
Pull it up.
I don't know.
It's on there somewhere.
I couldn't find it.
It was there. It was on there.
But therein lies an issue though. If I couldn't find it, then how are the residents finding it? I know way back when we had the WINS program where we could send out messages to the residents, but I think we need to take a look at how we inform our residents, and a lot of our residents anyhow aren't on Facebook, but I know that that's a challenge.
They don't have to be on Facebook to access our township Facebook page. You can access it without having an account.
Correct.
Yeah, but yeah.
There's that. Shared this.
So I just think it could have been done better. I want to go back to the sign for the soccer fields. Those aren't soccer fields all the time. In the spring, they're baseball fields, softball fields. So I think you need to take a look at that, those signs, because they're soccer fields in the fall and they're baseball, softball, and they are our fields. And if you put a 9, whatever the address is, the number on the sign that is on Yondota, and you've got out-of-town people here, they don't know the name of the road that they're supposed to call people. So I still think that number should be on the sign printed, Saks Road, because otherwise what are they going to use, Yondota, or are they going to use Saks? And truly, those are our fields. And yeah, it can say soccer on the bottom, but I have a real problem with just drew some township and soccer being on the sign. That's all.
All right, thank you, Linda. Who else do we have? I saw some. Sir, state your name, please.
Sure. My name is Brandon Elliott, and 2642 Stanford in Toledo. I came to see you guys, and we've been doing work out in Lucas County with the townships of Spencer, Springfield, Monclova, Richfield, and Freedom, which really is Lucas and everything. And so I came up here last fall in the dead of winter from Atlanta, moved up here, survived. And I wanted to come in and introduce ourselves. I work for Falcon Forge, and I wanted to meet with Joel. I was waiting until the end of the meeting. I noticed I don't see him, so I guess he left. But we do OR 9.64, which I don't know if this last fall, if y'all passed a cyber policy, which there were townships and cities and villages were supposed to do, I think, by January 1. And if you did, and I have the wording for that, it's paragraph long, maybe two, that other townships passed. But what we do for them is compliance. We look at the law, OR 9.64, your EMS, which uses a lot of HIPAA. There's HIPAA data considerations, and your NIST compliance for your computers that you use, and then every email that accesses it. And there is a laundry list of stuff that the auditors are asking to see. We've met with four different townships, villages, and cities that have been audited already for the cyber stuff. That's what I'm gonna talk to Joel about, and I brought a folder for him, if y'all can give it to him. And
he may still be here.
I hear something over
he
there.
He may could still be here, so okay. we're almost done. So
I wanted to come see you guys too and tell you how I was gone and all of the flooding happened. I was in Atlanta, but I've been through three hurricanes and rebuilt.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like. And one in 3,000 year flooding.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I'll probably never meet people in my whole life again that went through that.
Right. But,
yeah, he's still.
Yeah, there. He's right in there. If you want to go in there and grab him,
I appreciate yep. it. And I sent y'all a link too. I sent you a link.
Okay.
Oh, you did.
What's up for?
All right, thank you. Cybersecurity, he's just going to drop off. He wants to get you a folder of stuff real quick.
We
so
we do stuff in Springfield, Freedom, Monclova. Yeah. I brought one for you too.
Okay.
And I sent y'all an email too.
All right. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You too.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, other public participation.
Lake Powell, I live at 8410 Cedar Point Road. I did come to the meeting on Wednesday night, the flood meeting with the county. Am I on the TV here? Well, I'll be.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So what I spoke of then is a nice, this is the print from the Mallard Club up on Cedar Point Road. And this has got Oregon, Ohio, this has got Jerusalem Township, Lucas County, and then Ohio Division of Wildlife. But right here is Lake Erie. I think the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers probably should be involved with this. But that yellow dot's gonna, that gold star is gonna be a crime scene. And that crime scene is gonna be when they propose demolition, when they remove the proposed demolition existing pump station. So what's the Miller Club used to be was a closed loop. So you have open loops and closed loops. Is that agreeable to with folks that know? That they converted that Mallard Club from a closed loop to an open loop. Is that fair to say?
They can pump water in and out presently.
But it's not open.
But it's not per se open that it could flood openly without them controlling it.
Well, from what they did modifications, and this is the sign I wrote this sign is the sign in the parking lot. And this 100-acre coastal wetland was enhanced in 2021 by replacing the water control structure so the water levels and vegetation can be managed to sustain quality habitat. Who's doing that control? Who's doing that control?
Depends if it's federal or state. What there is there's actually controlled gates inside there, and they can put boards in or take boards out depending on how high they want the marsh to be. And the marsh, listening and talking to the state people, there's and I don't remember the elevation he told me, has to be maintained at a certain level for the federal money, which is below the floodplain. And if you walk back through there and look, there's all kinds of these black structures. And if you look down inside, you'll see baffle boards mm-hmm. in there. And yep. as they remove or add a board, that either increases or decreases the amount of water that is being filtered through that section of marsh.
Right. But before, so that's going to be an open loop instead of a closed loop when at the end of the day. Is that fair to say?
No, it should be a closed loop.
So they will be able to pump the water out that's in that marsh.
They have an actual pumps in there that will pump water back out. but they also can, during low water data in that creek that goes out, remove boards on the side of the marsh and release water back into the lake.
And who's going to do that, Kevin?
That is up to the state, and the sun's in there right now. It's actually being controlled by Ducks Unlimited. Ducks Unlimited is running, I'd say, about 80% of that project over there.
And that's not, and as Ohio taxpayers, that's not really fair, is it? To have a private enterprise that's taken over our state park, our state duck hunting place?
Actually, if you look at most of your state duck hunting places, Ducks Unlimited is the one that runs most of them and controls what happens within them, because that's where most of the grant money comes through.
That's where the grant money comes in.
Yeah. Well, it's just a crying shame that they get to come in here and take state ground and walk up that marsh and flood out this township, and all these, and all, me included, are going to suffer when our properties get flooded out, and they're going to laugh. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Blake. Anything else? Any other public participation tonight? Seeing none, I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion adjourns. Too late, Sandy. Too late. I gave you your... Do I got to be like an auctioneer? Going once, going twice?